From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Arizona's governor has vetoed a bill that would have allowed businesses to refuse service to gays and lesbians on the basis of religious beliefs. NPR's Ted Robbins says the backlash against the bill overwhelmed its supporters.
Republican Governor Jan Brewer explained her veto, saying she saw no upside and little reason to sign the law.
I've not heard of one example in Arizona where a business owner's religious liberty has been violated.
There was plenty of downside. Since the bill was passed last week by the Republican-controlled Arizona legislature, everyone from local business leaders to major corporations to the National Football League expressed dismay at the bill. The NFL was reportedly looking into moving next year's Super Bowl from Arizona. Governor Brewer essentially said the state can't afford that kind of fallout. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Even though a federal court has struck down a gay marriage ban in Texas, it will remain in place pending an appeals court ruling, which is expected later this year. The judge in the case issued a preliminary injunction on the ban today, but then suspended his ruling. Two gay couples are challenging the state's constitutional amendment and a longstanding law banning gay marriage in Texas. Under federal law, ruling can be suspended if a judge thinks the plaintiffs have a strong case. A sweeping overhaul of the nation's voluminous and complete tax code was unveiled on Capitol Hill today by the Republican chairman of the Tax High-Rating House Ways and Means Committee. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, there appears to be little desire in Congress to revise the tax code in a year overshadowed by midterm elections.
Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp said he could not wait any longer to roll out the rewrite of the tax code.
You're going to hear a lot about one provision or another, but the truth is people want a simpler, fairer and flatter tax code.
The revised code would collapse 7 income tax rates into just 2 and lower the top rate to 25% from nearly 40%. But it would also impose a 10% surtax on household income above $450,000. House Republican Patrick McHenry of North Carolina was not pleased.
This is not Republican orthodoxy, nor is it the word of God.
Other Republicans ruled out any action this year on the tax code. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Strong earnings numbers from some of the nation's big banks during the October to December quarter. Based on numbers from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which monitors the banking industry, earnings by banks were up 17% during the final quarter of last year to a total of just over $40 billion. For all of last year, bank earnings were up nearly 10%. Numbers provide fresh evidence the nation's banking system has mostly recovered some 5 years after the financial crisis. On Wall Street today, stocks edged higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 18 points to end the session at 16,198. The NASDAQ was up 4 points to 4,292. The S&P 500 rose a fraction. You're listening to NPR. Leaders of the protest movement in Ukraine, which have ousted that country's president, are now putting forth a prominent lawmaker as their choice to be the country's new prime minister. Leaders recommending that Arseniy Yatsenyuk be appointed to the position. A number of other names for a new government there are also being put forth, with a formal vote expected later this week in the country's parliament. Meantime, the U.S. is urging outside actors to respect Ukraine's sovereignty. The call comes as neighboring Russia is reported to be preparing for massive military exercises. Spanish musician Paco de Lucio, one of the world's greatest flamenco guitarists, has died. He was 66 years old. NPR's Neda Ulubi has this appreciation.
Paco de Lucio was one of Spain's most respected musicians. That's Paco de Lucio performing one of his showstoppers in 1976. He was born Francisco Sanchez Gomez, and his father was a guitarist. The younger musician started winning international competitions at the age of 14. As he matured, De Lucia started mixing traditional flamenco with music from Brazil and jazz and pop. He reached a wide international audience through his collaborations with American and British musicians. His death was unexpected. Paco de Lucia suffered a heart attack. He was only 66 years old. Edda Ulibi, NPR News.
A consumer group has filed suit against a large for-profit college chain, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, accusing the chain of allegedly pushing students into high-cost private student loans. Bureau contends Indiana-based ITT Educational Services actually projected a default rate of 64% for the loans it provided, some of which had interest rates which were as high as 16%. ITT says the claims are without merit. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.